Well, the goal action came very late in this one, and it's a second bite of the cherry because it finished Aberdeen 1, Motherwell 1. And as Stephen will tell us, that didn't look on the cards just 5 minutes ago.
No, it didn't. I mean, it was a good first half display from the Dons. They were a better side, but they couldn't beat Hollis in the Motherwell goal. And we were hoping the second half could go on and do that, but really it was a similar start to the second period. The Dons on top, although they didn't create any chances at all. A lot of possession, but no cutting edge. Motherwell's first effort and goal in what was a poor second half was a Hatley free kick just over the bar on the hour. It was the visitors who took the lead, as you say. It was late on, Dave, 10 minutes from time. Jamie Murphy cut inside from the left. Nobody put in a tackle. Murphy fired a shot past Langfield from the edge of the box. Poor defending, but it was a great strike from the well winger. The Dons had a half chance to equalise late on. Shaughnessy with a header saved by Hollis. But then the Dons, they got a lifeline and a replay a week on Tuesday in the final minute. Andy Constein with a terrific cross into the box. Niall McGinn, not the biggest, but he certainly knows how to head the ball. He placed a lovely glancing header past Hollis. 89 minutes and the Dons get a replay, Dave. It's what would have taken 10 minutes from time, I can tell you that. And hopefully a couple of the injured players will be back for that replay down at Fir Park.
Yeah, and that replay will take place on Tuesday week at Fir Park. So 1-1 here. Let's find out how Turriff United got on against Morton. They were doing very well when we heard from Jim Irving. Let's get the full-time details.
And they continue to do well, Dave. The players just leaving the field at the moment. The final score, as it was at half-time, Turriff United 1, Greenock Morton 1, and a battling draw and a well-deserved replay for Highland League Turriff. Turriff taking a dramatic lead 6 minutes before half-time. Co-manager Mark Simpson firing in a loose ball from 12 yards after the Morton keeper had failed to deal with a corner kick. The leveller was deserved, it has to be said, but it was right in the stroke of half-time. Peter Weatherston, who always looked a danger, particularly in that first half, scoring after an absolutely almighty scramble following a corner kick. It was pretty much one-way traffic towards the home goal, but some brave defending and poor finishing ensured that the underdogs stayed in the game. Morton went close, very close indeed, to taking the lead 2 minutes after the restart. Michael Titzer hitting the post. The visitors pounded the Turriff goal, but keeper Steve Coutts was an absolute hero, using virtually every part of his body to keep the ball out in the midst of the onslaught. Turriff, well, they occasionally threatened on the break, and they could have scored again after 72 minutes. Defender Cammy Bowden heading very narrowly past for a corner kick. 5 minutes to go, Davidson had a shot from distance that keeper Gaston grabbed at the second attempt, as Turriff really wanted to go out on a high note. In the last minute, a bit of a sour note, a double sending off, Bowden and Craig Reid from Norton, both getting red carded for aiming a kick at one another whilst they were on the ground after a challenge. But that aside, Morton had most of the play, but Turriff were absolutely magnificent, and it's capital for a replay, I believe, the week after next here at the Hawks. A great game, a great cup tie, final score, Turriff 1, Morton 1.
Well done to Turriff United, and just hearing that Raith Rovers beating Devon and Vale by 2-1, so unlucky for the Highland League side there. Last we heard, Arbroath were drawing 1-1 with Celtic at Celtic Park, which was absolutely fantastic as well. Snow beginning to fall here at Pittodrie. We've got a replay to look forward to in 10 days' time. Full time once again here from Pittodrie in the William Hill Scottish Cup fourth round, all square. Aberdeen 1, Motherwell 1.